the continuing saga of healthcare reform in Washington. In our latest episode, Anthem Blue Cross had raised its rates as much as 39% across the state of California. This caused consternation on the Hills, in Capitol Hill, and President Obama especially, very angry with Anthem Blue Cross for raising their rates of almost 40%. That's because Anthem Blue Cross reported huge earnings for last year. So why do they need to raise their rates so much?
So you're right, Celeste. It is the next chapter in the health reform soap opera. And in this chapter, Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius is releasing a report just moments ago this morning that critiques what the report calls a broken health insurance industry, solely focused now on the bottom line at health insurance companies. Now, we got a sneak peek at this report last night, and we've posted a copy of it on our website at thetakeaway.org. And here's some headlines from the announcement that the secretary will be making later this morning. The bottom line, according to the administration, is that Anthem Blue Cross, that you just mentioned in your chapter there, is not alone. So here are some of the numbers. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Maine is trying to raise its premiums for people buying insurance on the individual market now by 23%.
Individual, that means not their business. Their company's not buying it for them.
Well, if it's a small business, it might be, but not a large employer. This is anyone under probably 15 employees. You might shop for it yourself. If you have 7 employees, you probably buy individual insurance for them, and it's always more expensive. And these are the people that health reform is supposed to be helping. So meanwhile, over in Michigan, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan requested a 56% hike in premiums for those same individual plans. Increases in other states include 20% at Regency Blue Cross Blue Shield in Oregon, up to 16% in Rhode Island, and as high as 40% for some plans in Washington State. This is all according to the Obama administration this morning. So, of course, this report does not come in a vacuum. Democrats, Celeste, as you know, they have a health reform effort in Washington that's stalled. And this report is sort of the latest attempt to refocus the debate and refocus it now directly on people's wallets and their checkbooks.
Well, the question for me was, are these all justified? I mean, is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan losing money by the rate of 56%?
Well, they're not losing money, but they say that this isn't all about profit. We did get a chance to get some response from the insurance industry. The Takeaway spoke with Brad Flugel. He's executive vice president of WellPoint, the parent company of 14 Blue Cross Blue Shield plans across the country, including California's Anthem Blue Cross. Now, here's what Flugel had to say about the company's profits.
Our overall profit margin as a company is around 3 or 4%, which is much less than other sectors of the healthcare industry. So it's not really our profits that are driving these increases, nor is it our administration.
Now, Flugel says skyrocketing premiums are an inevitable consequence of the faltering economy, not just profit taking.
Unfortunately, with the economic issues that are going on, people are making decisions about whether to continue to stay with their individual health insurance policy. What we're finding is that those that tend to be of better health and younger are the ones who are first dropping their coverage, which means that the remaining people that are insured just have a higher average cost because you don't have the healthier folks that tend to use less services helping to balance out the risk pool.
Now, one of the people on the ground who's really being affected by this, we're joined again by John Brown. He's a small business owner from Oklahoma. He has a furniture business. You heard from him just a couple of minutes ago, who said that his premiums and his employees' premiums going up between 11 and, John Brown, I think you said 26%. Meanwhile, national health insurance inflation, I think, is around 6%. So you're really getting hit.
I think inflation rates are a lot lower than that. I think these increases are 2 to 3 times the rate of inflation, even at 10%. And last year, my employees' insurance went up 28%. Mine just went up 10% this year, which happens every year. Every 5 years, in 2007, my insurance went up 30% in a 15-month period. That's about 2% a month, which is about the rate of inflation for the year in 2007. This is not new. This is not something that's just happening this year. This happens every year.
Every year. And undoubtedly, I don't even need to ask you, undoubtedly hurts your ability to do business and certainly to support your employees. Well, John Brown, let me ask you, when you hear insurance executives or spokespeople say this isn't about profit, this is just, they're victims of a bad economy like everyone else. Do you buy it?
I don't buy it because I have the proof. I have the documentation from every year since I was 25 years old. I've had the same insurance every year. I have the same letters. Like I said, in 2007, when I turned 40, and my wife turned 40, our insurance went up 30% on an individual policy. And 10% may not sound like a lot, but the bigger the premium, obviously the more money 10% is. This year my insurance will go up $720 this year. What does that buy? Well, it buys a lot of things.
Well, to put it in some in a national perspective, I think healthcare spending this year is going to be something like $2.2 trillion. We had a brief chat with Robert Zirkelbeck. He's a spokesman for America's Health Insurance Plans. Now, they're the most powerful K Street lobbying firm for the health insurance industry. Listen to what he had to say about the industry and this amount of money that's changing hands.
To put these numbers in perspective, for every dollar that our nation spends on health care, less than one penny goes towards health plan profits.
John Brown, less than 1% goes towards health plan profits, he says. We're not, they say they're not gouging.
I can easily reduce my profits at Brown Furniture Company. I can just pay myself more money. I don't, you know, the profit is not the fact. It's not the point. It's the efficiency of what they're running, how they're running this business. Somebody's making money, and it's certainly not me.
Now, what they say is that the overall cost of providing health care services is going up so fast that they have no choice but to raise prices. I guess that would be the equivalent of, in your furniture business, if the price of wood, the price of materials were somehow had a 10% inflation rate, you'd have no choice but to raise prices.
The problem is, people do not have to buy new furniture. People have to buy health insurance to protect their families.
Good point.
We're the victims here. We can't do anything but pay their premiums, because if we don't, then we have to go insurance shopping, run the risk of losing insurance. Everybody's got pre-existing conditions. How do you do it? How do you deal with it?
John Brown, small business owner from Oklahoma, owns his own furniture business. Health insurance premiums for his workers up as much as 28% in the last year, and I think as much as 30 or 35% over the last 5 years. This all amid a report from the Obama administration that individual insurance premiums being hiked as much as 40% in individual states as the health reform debate heats up again in Washington. Mr. Brown, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.